There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
So let's talk to Ollie Barrett, who joins us on the line from London. Ollie, let me ask you, divorces are very expensive and Brexit is very like a divorce. Just how expensive is it going to be for the United Kingdom?
It's such a good question and crucial to the whole Brexit debate at the moment. And we understand that yesterday overnight, Theresa May has had a meeting with her cabinet at which she appears to have managed to elicit agreement from Brexit supporters, Brexit cabinet ministers, that Britain should up its offer in that so-called divorce bill as it leaves the bloc. And the reason this is central to everything at the moment is that part of the reason that talks with Brussels appear to have been a little bit stalled is that Brussels wants much more detail from the UK in terms of the financial commitments that it is prepared to honour as it leaves the EU, and has said, look, we're not going to move on to trade talks until you tell us how much you're going to pay in terms of the financial commitments we believe you have to the EU as you leave. Well, Theresa May had previously set out a figure of around about £20 billion that Britain might be prepared to pay to make sure that no EU member states have holes in their budgets after Brexit. Well, we think, it's being reported by the British media anyway, that she might be minded towards doubling that in terms of a new offer to the European Union. And she, without putting specific figures on things, appears to have got her cabinet approval for upping Britain's offer. But it's deeply controversial within her own Conservative Party. Many Conservative MPs think the figure should be far lower than that, perhaps non-existent. Some MPs in the Conservative Party believe so. It's going to be a difficult one for her to bring her own MPs along with her. But it might mean that Theresa May stands a bit of a better chance than she did yesterday of getting the European Union to move on to those trade talks come December, when there is a crucial EU summit at which European Union member states will decide whether Britain's done enough to move on to the next phase. As I say, very, very controversial indeed. And the other thing that Brexiteers are saying is that if you are going to up that offer, if you are going to put billions and billions of pounds more on the table for the EU, then we need something back in exchange. And that should be a promise that there will be a decent trade deal and that trade talks can start after that December period. All of this incredibly difficult for Theresa May to navigate, of course, because not only is she dealing with divisions within her own party, she's also trying to get very complicated Brexit legislation through Parliament. And we have later tonight another critical vote with regards to that legislation. And, you know, there are a series of these votes coming up between now and Christmas. And any time she loses one of them, it's going to complicate things even further for her in terms of the landscape.
And Ollie, talking of a busy time for the UK government, it's also budget day tomorrow, one of those times of year when stories get leaked. There's a good sense of what's coming tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. You're exactly right. We do have a pretty good sense of what's coming tomorrow. I mean, there used to be a time here in Britain when Budget Day was really exciting. Yeah, the chancellors would bring a rabbit out of the hat and they'd give something away to the voters to try and win support at whatever stage in the electoral process they were in. We haven't had that much of that excitement over recent years, partly because there hasn't been much money to play with. So it's been very difficult for chancellors of the Exchequer to get creative, especially at a time since the financial crisis when we've had a series of chancellors who've been espousing the idea of austerity and living within Britain's means. And so Chancellor Philip Hammond is a cautious man. He is not minded to give some huge giveaway in the budget tomorrow. We expect some movement on housing, yet another British government to commit to building more houses to try and solve the British housing crisis. We wait to see what kind of numbers he's looking at there in terms of funding coming from central government. It'll probably be far below some of the calls that we've seen from within the Conservative Party to really get moving on that particular issue. We also expect to see some movement on driverless cars, committing that Britain will be a leader in that regard, not just around the technology, but also around legislating to make sure driverless cars can become a reality. That, by the way, led to a slightly farcical episode in the run-up to the budget, where we thought over the last couple of days we were going to see Philip Hammond and perhaps Theresa May in a driverless car as a photo op before the budget to show how technologically minded and innovative this government wants to be and how committed to technology it wants to be. But with Brexit going on, they decided that that image might lead to parallels being drawn and metaphors being drawn with the idea of the government being without a driver at the moment. You know, the idea of a driverless car, it just wasn't one that the government spin doctors were able to palette at the moment. So, as I say, it's a big day in terms of the set piece of British politics at Westminster, but exactly how creative Philip Hammond can get remains to be seen. And this all plays back into that Brexit narrative, because some Brexiteer MPs are saying, look, take the bull by the horns, get spending on infrastructure, roll out the investment to keep the British economy moving and to show that it's not going to be derailed by Brexit. And Philip Hammond, as I say, is a cautious man and probably isn't minded to go down that path.
Ollie, let me move you in the direction of Germany. Angela Merkel is said to favour a new election.
Yeah, we think that she is minded to go down the route of fresh elections rather than try and re-engage in coalition talks in Germany. I mean, it's fair to say we are in now a full-scale political crisis in that country. It's definitely the biggest challenge that she has faced to her leadership of Germany in the 12 years in which she's been in power. Very difficult to see where the coalition talks could head now, were they to be reinvigorated. And so, you know, fresh elections in Germany, I think, are increasingly likely unless some kind of discussions and negotiations and deal might come out of the blue now. All of this is complicated by the rise of the far right in Germany. Their representation in the German parliament makes things even more complicated in trying to form some kind of coalition without including the far right, because none of the mainstream parties want to have to do that. So a real challenge for Angela Merkel. And there are some, by the way, not that I want to take everything back to Brexit, but there are some Brexiteer MPs here in the UK who are chuckling slightly because of the criticism that has come for the UK from some German politicians about the chaotic political landscape we've had here in the UK in recent months. Well, they're now saying perhaps you should keep your own house in order before you point the finger at Britain.
Well, Ollie, if I can just very, very briefly, 2 days away from the Ashes starting and the sledging or the banter, however you want to put it, has seemed to have increased a notch.
It does. Nathan Lyons, the bowler, has come out and said that the Australians are going to try and end some cricketing careers among the England team. Certainly there are some older statesmen in the England team who are probably nearing the end of their careers anyway. We've also heard from David Warner criticising Ben Stokes, the all-rounder, of course, who is not on the tour because he's currently under police investigation about an incident outside a nightclub. But certainly the banter is ratcheting up. There will be some Australian players who look a bit silly if they don't win this series. But certainly both teams have problems going into this crucial, iconic Ashes series, and it's a really difficult one to call. But yeah, the banter is ratcheting up, and I think we can probably see some some of it spill over onto the pitch when the series gets started in a day or so from now.
I have a feeling there's going to be a little bit more of a spillover this time. Ollie Barrett is in London. It's not 137, Ollie. It's a bit more than that, but better luck next time. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, guys.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.